We're in Simin Lamed Beis, towards the end of Seif Lamed Vav. The Mechaber explained how to make the first three parashias in a way that it's a parasha psucha according to the Rambam and the Rosh, and the fourth parasha in a way that's a parasha stuma according to the Rambam. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot and Kuf Samach Dalet, stuma ladasa Rambam, the fourth parasha is a stuma according to the Rambam, va'after ladasa Roshi psucha, you're going to taina that according to the Rosh it's a psucha, and we know that it needs to be a stuma. Mikol mokem anu eisen kach ki efshel asis betfilin tzura stuma sheyetze be'alibe dekulei alma. It's the best option that we have because there's no way to make a stuma in tefillin that's going to be a stuma according to the Rambam and the Rosh. Ki stuma she'anu noyegin lasis b'sefer Torah, because the stuma that we make in a sefer Torah, the hainu she'masayim ha'parsha she'lofonea be'emtza shita u'mafsik k'dei teisha oisiyas v'yachar kach maschil ha'parsha she'achareha gamkein bo'isa shita v'hi nikre stuma aliba d'kuli alma. The stuma milfoneu meach o mila achereha v'yevshel asoisa poi betfilin the kol parsha hu ba'amid acher. It's impossible, he's saying, to make a stuma l'kulei alma in tefillin. Why? Because the way we do it in the Sefer Torah is that there's writing at the beginning of the line and there's writing at the end of the line and it's blank in the middle of the line. But over here, where the two parashias, each one is on a separate column, so it's impossible to create a stuma in that fashion. And therefore, the best option that we have is what the Mechaber tells us, to make a stuma that's good according to the Rambam, even though it's not going to be good according to the Rosh. V'chein im yirtze laniach shita achas cholok b'tchilas parashas v'ayim shemaya u'laschila b'roi shita shniya. Let's say you would want to come up with an einfal that you're going to leave the first line blank in v'ayim shemaya and you'll start writing from the second shita. Zegam kenin en astuma l'kulei alma. You're not solving your problem because that's also not a stuma according to all shitas. The hirak l'harosh, because that's only going to be a stuma according to the Rosh v'loi l'harambam, but not according to the Rambam. D'lididei he psucha, because according to the Rambam, it's going to be a psucha. V'kevon she'yevshel asayis a stuma l'divrei ha'kol nagu ka'rambam. So since we're in this quandary that we have no way to create a stuma that's going to be good according to all opinions, memela the minig is to do like the Rambam, l'fisha kein ikar af b'sefer Torah, because even by a sefer Torah, the Iker Halacha is like the Rambam. Im Ef Shalasis Ladivri HaKoil, K'moshe Kosebi Yerodeyas, Im Reish Ayin Hei. If it's impossible to make a Shir Parsha according to all opinions, so even in a Sefer Torah, we're going to tell you to do like the Rambam, because the Iker Halacha is like the Rambam. U'betaz, and if you take a look in the Taz, Himtzi Eitzah, he came up with an idea, La'asaisa Stuma She'etzah Liba D'Kuli Alma, the Taz has an Eitzah of how you could make a Stuma even in Tefillin that you're going to be Eitzah according to all Shitas. The Hainu, what's his Eitzah? Sheva Parashah Rishayinu Shniyah Yasa Akol K'mayshah Kozeh B'Shulchan Aruch. Regarding Kaddish and Rahayu Kiviyacha, do it like the Mechaber says. Rak Sheva Parashah Shema V'soifah Yaniach Revach Pachas Mikadei Teisha Oisiyas K'tanois. At the end of Parashah Shema, leave less than 9 Oisiyas K'tanois worth of space. V'chein yaniach revach pachis miteisha oisiyas k'tanois b'tchilas parashas v'ayim shemaya. And at the beginning of parashas v'ayim shemaya, likewise, leave a space of less than 9 small letters worth. Dal yedei zeh she'ein lo teisha oisiyas b'mokem echad. So now, l'maisa, you don't have 9 letters in any one space, any 9 letters worth of blank space in any one space. Kiyam al yedei tziruv. The only way you have 9 letters worth of space is when you combine the two blank areas. He nikre stuma l'kulei alma. That is considered a parasha stuma according to all opinions. V'chein kosev b'tshuvas haramami panu b'eragra. V'chein mashmami prima godim shegamnu huna aglasis kein. And this Eitzah of the Taz is also brought in the tshuvas haramami panu and in the b'eragra, and it's mashma that the prima godim did it himself. V'dat, and you should know, the b'di'evet afilu emshir revach k'teisha oisiyas g'doilis mikol tzad gam ken kosher. Even if b'di'evet you would leave 9 letters worth, 9 big letters worth of space at the end of Shema and at the beginning of Ayam Shemaya, it would also be kosher. De'loha Rambam hi stuma, because according to the Rambam it's a stuma, u'loha Rosh hi psucha. V'kasavnu le'el b'sifkot n'kuf nun ches b'shem ha'achreinim de'eskimu da'halocha ka'yesh machshir n'anal. And we discussed earlier in Sifkot and Kufnun Ches, B'Shem the Achrayinim, that they say that the halacha is like the Yesh Machshirin, who say that even if it's a parasha psucha, it's going to be kosher. And there are gdailim that even do this lechatchila. I'm not sure if he means that there are gdailim that do a parasha psucha lechatchila, or if he means that there are gdailim that do the parasha lechatchila in a way where you have nine oisius gdailis at the end of Shema, nine oisius gdailis at the beginning of Ahaya, which was taka, which taka is ad hayayim, the meaning of Chabad. But either which way, he says, nara nara upashte, either way, however one makes the shir parasha is beseder, v'ayin v'beir halacha. Says the Beir Halacha Ladas HaRambam, ayin v'mishnah berurah, v'mashek asavnu v'shem ha-taz b'zeh. Take a look in the Mishnah berurah, where we brought the eitzah of the taz, of how you can have a shir parasha according to both the Rambam and the Rosh, that's going to be a stuma. V'hagraz kosav, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Dilechatchila, one should avoid doing like the Eitzah of the Taz. Because of Atam, the Meharbe Paiskim Muchach, the Leisvirulu Klal, Halacha Lutzerif. And he says, because for many Paiskim it's Muchach, that they don't hold of this idea of combining the two spaces. Ritzayne Leimar, what the Graz means to say, Midikosvu Shainta Kanalase Stumala Divre Hakoil, from the fact that they say that we can't make a stuma according to all opinions. So you see that they don't hold like the Taz. The Gama Shehiksha Beis Yosef Behilchos Mezuzos Min Reish Peches Al Hoda Arash V'Hatur Sham. And also the way he understands the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Mezuzah, that he asks on the tour and the rush that they do bring the Eitzah of Tziruf. Aval Imkein Yerayim Arash V'Hatur La Taz. But according to that understanding, comes out that the Rosh and the Tor do hold like the Taz. They do hold of Tziruf, and that's what the Beis Yosef is asking on. So must be what the Graz is disturbed by is the Achreinim. And this Simen, what's really bothering the Graz is that you don't find, or rather you do find, a lot of Achreinim that say that there's no way to make a parasha stuma according to the Rambam and the Rosh in Tefillin. Vim Kain, Ein Kan Psucha, V'loi Stuma, Upsula. So if so, according to those shitas, if you would do like the Taz, you're left with a parasha that's not a psucha and not a stuma, and it's going to be possible, maybe even not a sheer parasha at all. Umuta V'lasis Atzah Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, it's better to do like the Mechaber, Sheyeh Al Kolpanim Kosher B'dievet B'vadei, that it would at least be kosher b'di'evid for sure. V'chein b'sefer ma'ayim amortchai mefakvik b'dinai shel hataz mitam de'mistapik shom im mahani tziruf. And in the sefer ma'ayim amortchai, he also is mesupik, is mefakvik rather, in the eitzah of the taz, because he also is not sure that tziruf helps at all. When we call makam, in spite of the fact that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Maimon Mordechai are not happy with the Taz, Bevadai ein lemnoya hanoyeg ka'ataz. Avada, we can't stop somebody who's noyeg like the Taz. Ki esh raya ledinei v'alat mea rosh v'atur, k'may shakasav agro. Because ultimately it's clear that the Rosh and the Tur hold like the Taz, like as the Gro points out. V'chein agoin ramami panu kosav kain, v'huva b'chidush eri b'kiva eger, u'share achreinim, and all the achreinim bring it. K'mo shekosavti b'mishneh brura. So avada, if someone wants to do like the Taz, that would be fine. V'hinei kol zeshekosav b'shulchan aruch hu le'inyan tefillin d'rashi. Everything we've discussed is regarding Rashi tefillin. U'le'inyan tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam, v'inyan psuchas en stumais, d'lididei parasha revius u'kaidem l'parasha shlishis, regarding how to make the Shir Parasha and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, where the third and the fourth Parasha are reversed. Gam kein yisnayeg be'echad me'elu ashloish reifanim. Nothing's going to change. You still would be noyeg in one of these three ways. The hainu. Oy sheyasa kulon psuchos. Either you make them all psuchos like the Rosh, or like the Ramah. Or k'may shekasavnu b'mishneh berurah sifkot and kuf samach aleph. Or k'may she'anu noyegin b'medina seinu le'inyan tefillin de Rashi. Like the Ramah that we said, but somebody who's not going to do like the Ramah, rather he wants to do like the Mechaber, Yasekach, what he should do is the following. Parshas, Kadosh Vayikhi V'Yachel, Masa B'Reish HaShita. Kadosh and Vayikhi V'Yachel, he should start at the beginning of the line. U'besoif Kadosh Limanichim Cholak Teisha Oisiyas. At the end of Kadosh, he should leave a blank space of 9 letters worth of space. U'besoif Vayikhi V'Yachel, Ein Manichim Cholak. And at the end of the Parsha V'Hayim Shomaya, V'Hayikhi V'Yachel, he should not leave blank space. V'im Manichim, and if he does leave blank space, U'pachis Miteisha Oisiyas, it should be less than 9 letters worth of space. V'yachakach maschil parsha shema v'ktzeh haklaf, and then he should start shema at the end of the klaf, meaning all the way on the left, to huba amud haravi on the fourth column, to haba inan kesidron, because it has to be written in order. U'kesheh koisva, and when he writes shema, which is quite a distance from v'hayaki v'yacha, because he has a big blank space in between them on the third column. So when he writes Shema Hu Maschila B'Reishita, he should start at the beginning of the line. V'acharkach, and then after that, Maschil Parsha Shema B'Ktzei HaKlaf. I'm sorry, I went back a line. Again, V'acharkach Maschil Parsha Shema B'Ktzei HaKlaf Tuba Medravi Dabeinu Kesidron Kesher Koisva Hu Maschila B'Reishita. Then he goes back to the third column. Where does he begin the third column, which has Vahayim Shemaya from? Bam Tzashita. He starts from the middle of the line. El Yoina, the top, in the middle of the top line. Shemanicha lefanei cholok teisha isias. You leave 9 letters worth of blank space before the beginning of Vahayim Shemaya. Ubesoifa, and at the end of Vahayim Shemaya, Mishayir cholok. You leave a blank space of 9 letters worth of space to ensure that Shema is going to be a psucha because you have the 9 blank letters worth of space and Shema is going to be starting at the beginning of the line. Comes out that you made Kadosh Vayikhi V'Yacha and Shema psuchas bein la Rambam u bein la Rosh. Parshas Vayim Shemaya, he's stuma l'dasa Rambam, and Vayim Shemaya is going to be a stuma according to the Rambam. Ulu harav taz gam kein hakoil kanal, and according to the taz, everything also is as we discussed, raktil didei, just according to him, yeshayar b'soif ha'yaki v'yacha pachas mitesha yisiyas k'tanais, you leave a blank space at the end of ha'yaki v'yacha of less than 9 letters worth of space. V'chein b'reish parshas Vayim Shemaya, yaniach revach pachas mikadei, Teisha Isis Ktanis, you leave less than 9 blank letters worth of space. Shall you dezet the Kari Pashis Vayim Shemaya Stuma Lakule Alma? And that's how you would do it according to the Taz and Tfilin of Rabbeinu Tam.